What's on your mind, ma'am?
I have a nerve pain after shingles, and I talked to you a while back, and you told me about something called ADP. Is that
That would
right?
be ATP, ma'am, as in Tom or
Oh, okay.
Thomas.
I ordered it. I ordered the ATP, but when I took it, it made my heart do a lot of palpitations. Then
Oh
I thought I
dear.
had heart trouble. So then I went and had to wear a monitor, and then I went and had an ultrasound. My heart was perfect, but I needed magnesium. So my heart.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm kind of afraid to try it again. I've been doing that with the B12, but the pain is, I still have that terrible pain where I broke out in those shingles on my thigh, and I can't exercise. I mean, I can walk, but I have the pain. Can you
Well,
help me? Please help me, please.
I can surely give it a try. Now, is the shingle still broken out, or did it fade away, but the pain remains?
It faded away, but I can see a one little spot where, like, the nerve, it must have been the nerve. I can just see one little funny little look on there, but the other stuff is gone.
Okay. Well, if you can still see one little place where there might be some of the virus left, I'm wondering, do you work with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Good. You might ask that doctor's opinion of a couple of high-dose vitamin C IVs. Now, so far, nobody's run into any even side effects or serious problems from taking a high-dose vitamin C. They're usually given for things like cancer, but they do help to get rid of viral remnants. And I'm thinking perhaps the viral remnant needs to be removed. So you might talk to the doctor about that. Usually 50 grams of vitamin C in an IV and run it a couple times. And that frequently helps get rid of the last remnants of viruses. Now, back to the pain, though, because the pain sometimes persists even after the virus is gone, just simply because that nerve, it really got affected, or those nerves, I should say, really got affected by the virus. So there's another remedy. It didn't, in my experience, work quite as well as the injections of ATP and B12. And ma'am, I am so sorry. The ATP did that for you. That's the first time I've heard of it. I'm not saying it's impossible at all, and I know you experienced it, but that's very unusual. You probably know that ATP is an energy molecule, and it is quite, what shall I say, correct to suspect that with low magnesium, you give your heart muscle cells some more energy too, as well as the rest of the body, and the magnesium helps to regulate the rhythm in that heart. And it's quite likely that it was a combination of the ATP and the low magnesium, and I'm glad you got that fixed. But glad back onto the other remedy. That was used by a doc who was here in Seattle for a number of years, and he moved to Canada. And I'm sorry, I've forgotten his name. But what he had people do is to get just plain old zinc oxide paste, ma'am, the stuff you can get in the health food store for putting on your nose if you want to look have a white nose like a clown. And yep, and just ask the pharmacist to make sure it has a minimum number of synthetic ingredients in it. Some of the zinc oxide pastes do and some don't. And what he had people do is mix that with vitamin E. He would just have people get vitamin E, the oil in a capsule, and break open the capsule and mix it with the zinc oxide paste and rub it in all over where they were hurting. And he told me that when he had folks do that, it did not eliminate the pain totally. But he said it was significantly helpful. So you might want to try that, ma'am.
Okay, I had one question on the high doses of the vitamin C. I have this pernicious anemia. Now it says if you're taking copper, my hair's falling out because I had that gabapentin. My hair's falling out so bad. I don't take that anymore. For a long time I stopped. But my hair, and so I don't know if I need iron, but it says if you need iron, you need copper. And it says if you take copper, you can't take too much vitamin C or take it in small doses. So I got very confused.
Okay,
My hair.
ma'am. Well, thank you for bringing that up because vitamin C can pull out toxic metals and it can pull out some of the normal metals too in an IV. But that leads to something else entirely, ma'am. Are you sure you've been diagnosed with pernicious anemia?
Yes, you saved my life with my B12 injections. And no, my intrinsic factor missing. Yes, and you also got me
Okay.
on the hormones, which I am a testimony to those hormones.
Well, thank you, ma'am. And are you still taking your B12 injections then?
Yes, I am.
On how often, ma'am?
I've been taking them like I read in a book. It said something about take 3 milligrams. And I've been doing the 3 like every day, 3 milligrams.
This is injectable?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm sure glad to hear that, ma'am, because just like you said, if the intrinsic factor is missing, because the stomach isn't making either intrinsic factor or acid, they're both made of the same cells, then we just need a lot more B12 than other people do when stressors, whatever they are, come by, including getting a virus infection. So I'm glad you're still taking your B12, but off to your hair falling out, ma'am. Women come in with hair falling in, not infrequently. We check them all for low stomach acid. The large majority, not 100%, but the large majority have that problem. And when we don't have enough acid down there, we don't split the proteins into the requisite amino acids sufficiently to grow our hair. So we have to be using hydrochloric acid pepsin with meals and up to a certain amount. There's a test out there called the Fasting Plasma Essential Amino Acids Test. And that one will tell you just how bad off you are in the way of amino acids. Now, without even getting a test, ma'am, go on down to your local health food store and look for amino acid powder. I did not say protein powder, because remember, protein has to be digested in 2 amino acids, but some of the companies have amino acid powder available. Some stores, I mean. All right, so you take, my goodness, put that into a smoothie or anything else you'd like to put it in. It's kind of dry just putting it in your mouth. A couple tablespoons, because that's what it takes to regrow and rebuild hair if one has been diagnosed with pernicious anemia and isn't taking enough hydrochloric acid with pepsin. And another thing, ma'am, and that is all the minerals that are supposed to be digested out of the organic matrix, as it's called, when we eat our food. Hey, we get short on minerals, too. Just simply
I've been taking yours, but it doesn't have iron in it, so I was...
No, it wouldn't.
Besides.
That's wise. Sounds like you need to review all of this with your physician, ma'am, because just that hair falling out says, oops, I'm malnourished.
Okay, is that 2 tablespoons per day?
Yes, ma'am. The amino acid powder, and while I suspect it's possibly you'll be allergic to anything, so far I've not heard of anybody being allergic to amino acid powder.
Okay, I would do that. Thank you, doctor, so much.
You're welcome, ma'am.
I appreciate your call.
Thank you for calling.